I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chad is running out of money. Largely due to falling oil prices, the nation has been stretched to breaking point. Nearly half the population lives below the poverty line, and now the government is under pressure to cut costs. They announced last month that they would cut pay for government workers, and that resulted in a series of protests and arrests and call for more strikes. Following up word from Inside Chat that there were fears of bloodshed this week, we spoke with a Christian worker on the ground.
Civil servants or workers in the government are not happy of what is going on, so they stop going to the work. So now the government are trying to see how they can do to settle the situation.
Let's pray for wisdom for Chad's leadership and for the gospel to be a source of peace and hope. And we know that Christian community is important. But as our world becomes more interconnected, what that looks like is rapidly changing. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is encouraging the body of Christ to be intentional and globally minded when it comes to getting involved with a community of believers. Kelly Chestnut of Wycliffe USA explains the campaign, A Call to Community.
Through this campaign, we're exploring the incredible way that God brings Christians together in community across cultural boundaries, and how can we learn more about his character through relationships with people from cultures different than our own.
So the goal is to see a healthy community of believers actively living out the gospel. They're offering several free resources to those interested in learning more about how they can engage with the body of Christ across cultures, be it near or far. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.